music talks in different ways. Hi there, I'm Tony Reed. In this episode, we dive into the world of the double bass. For those who aren't familiar with the instrument, it looks a lot like the cello, but is larger in size and comes with a lower pitch. Originating from Europe in the 15th century, it plays a crucial role in orchestras.
它的设计上最开始是为了在乐队中增加根音和低音。
The double bass was originally created to add root and low notes in the orchestra. The cello alone produces a light and vibrant bass, but it's not deep enough. That's why we need the double bass to meet that end.
That was Li Xiaonan, a double bassist from Beijing. Apart from its standard background presence in the orchestra, Li says the giant string instrument sometimes also comes to the forefront. Over the decades, some double bass virtuosos have broken the norm by taking it to the center stage. Li himself has also been active as a soloist.
The double bass has an extra mellowness in its sound. After watching my recitals, many listeners reflect that they are healed by the music. I think that's the charm of the instrument.
Speaking of the healing sound of the double bass, Li says Ave Maria is one of the pieces that struck a chord with many listeners. On that note, let's hear Ave Maria, composed by Italian musician Giulio Caccini.
Originally inspired from religion, it's a prayer to the Virgin Mary and also praises the beauty and kindness of the world. It's lyrical and full of positive energy. The version played with a double bass adds a sense of depth to the piece, which will touch the deepest part of your soul.
Thank you. was Ave Maria played by Li Xiaonan. The bassist says his initial musical influence came from his father, who played the double bass in an orchestra and also taught the instrument at a conservatory.
My dad is a traditional double bassist. He believes that the double bass only serves the orchestra, but I can't say I agree. I firmly believe it can also go solo. So my dad and I went down very similar but different paths. I'm happy to play the double bass in an orchestra, but at the same time, I have a musical career as a soloist.
Coming up next, we have Elegy, composed by Italian double bass player Giovanni Bottesini.
Bottesini is a double bassist, conductor, and a great composer. He made great contributions to the development of the double bass as a solo instrument. And I think this piece is among the most beautiful melodies in classical music since it brings unexpectedly high pitches to listeners and audiences through overtones. It's both technical and musical.
That was Elegy. Li says his performing style is largely influenced by his teachers. He studied under Professor Song Yi at the Central Conservatory of Music in Beijing, and later attended the Tokyo University of the Arts, advancing his techniques under the guidance of Hiroshi Ikematsu.
The double bass is not a mainstream solo instrument, so it needs pioneers to pave the way. It started from Gary Carl, an American double bass soloist, who is the only full-time soloist at present. My teacher, Hiroshi Ikematsu, learned from him and passed that to me. I'm glad that I have inherited the essence of a soloist from them.
Li's musical trajectory shows that there's no limit in learning. After Tokyo, he then headed to Europe and continued to learn from the principal double bassist of the Berlin and Vienna Philharmonics and others. He says he tried to incorporate their strengths into his performance. Next up is the Sonata No. 1, composed by Czech double bassist Adolf Misek.
Thank you.
在第一奏鸣曲里，我可以感到米夏克这位捷克作曲家，他还有年轻的激情、喜悦、虔诚。
In the first sonata, I can feel the passion and joy of youth. When it comes to the second sonata, it starts to get fiery, signaling the peak of one's life with strong enthusiasm and fearlessness. Then, in the third sonata, it depicts the later years of one's life, and you can feel despair, hope, and some thoughts about life.From the first to the third sonata, it reflects the beauty of different stages of life and is thought-provoking. So whenever I play these pieces, I would also reflect on my own art and my life.
对自己艺术的一个反思，也是对人生的一个反思。
And that was Misek's Sonata No. 1. In 2016, Lee joined the Asian Youth Orchestra, where he had an opportunity to meet young musicians from different backgrounds.
The team consisted of music elites from over a dozen Asian countries and regions, including those from South Korea, Japan, and the Philippines.We lived together for a few months and went on a tour across Asia. It's fun to connect with people from different cultures.
Lee says it remains to be one of the most precious memories for him. During the process, he was able to broaden his horizons and make international friends. Though many of the attendees have chosen different career paths after the tour, Lee says they've maintained their friendship to this day. Coming up next, we have a concerto that Lee collaborated with Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra of Werner Jaroda in Germany in 2018. The piece was composed by Russian conductor Serge Koussevitzky. It includes three movements, and the one you're about to hear is the third.
曲子我觉得在写作技法上非常高超，但是我最喜欢的呢还是它的感情。
This piece is superb in terms of writing, and what I like the most about it is the emotions it creates. It starts with a passionate and powerful melody and is followed by vocals with a somber tune. Yet at the same time, the piece never conveys the sentiment of hopelessness. That's also what I believe in my life, to never lose hope and always fight.The three movements represent my worldview, and that is to be optimistic, work hard, overcome obstacles, and believe in goodness and yourself.
相信美好，然后呢，相信自己的努力。
He says the collaboration with the International Orchestra exceeded his expectations.
They have outstanding performance skills, and during the concert, I felt that they captured my emotions as I captured theirs. The show went beyond what I had prepared backstage.
Koussevitzky's Double Bass Concerto. The musician says he aspires to bring healing music to more audiences in the future. So with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Music Talks. To hear more from us, be sure to find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. We hope to see you here again next time. But until then, bye for now.